What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Sweet Women Still Do Exist in Eastern Europe. So I'm out here at the beach. I got my fishing rod behind me. Hopefully we're gonna catch some bluefish, even though it's low tide right about now and probably not gonna catch anything, but that's fine. So let's get right into this video. Sweet women do still exist. So as you guys know, I spent a month in Eastern Europe, Romania, Moldova, Hungary. Most of my time was in Romania. And while feminism is creeping in, nevertheless, there are still good women out there who are not like the dirty, dirty sharmutas we have here in America. I hate to say it, guys, but in less than 30 days in Europe, I met more sweet women in 30 days in Europe than 40 years here in America. Unfortunately, feminism is creeping in to Eastern Europe, where women become dogmatic, standoffish, and quite frankly, you know, rude. However, there are still good women out there, and they do come from good families. They do come with a father in the household, and most importantly of all, they come from the smaller villages, okay? As you guys know, I stayed in Brasov. You know, Brasov is a mountain town. It's up in the Transylvania mountains. It's a classy place. People there got money. It's a good place to be. And see, one of the things you guys need to understand here is that it all depends on the location of the woman to understand if she's gonna be a good woman or a bad woman. For some reason, women from the mountains tend to be better than women from non-mountainous areas like the lowlands, the flat cities. In fact, in religion tells us to go up into the mountains. There's something special about the mountains that you really cannot find here at sea level, like you guys can see behind me. In fact, as you guys know, Miami is actually a couple hours that way. If I walk down that way for 100 miles, believe it or not, if I keep on walking down that way, I'll run into Miami. So, and we all know Miami is like the number one city in the world for dirty, dirty sharmutas, for women who are out of pocket, for you guys see the woman on Fresh and Fit all the time. They are quite frankly the worst woman in the world down in Miami. Why? Because we have it so good here, okay? Let me say that one more time. We have it really good. As you guys can see, I was swimming in the ocean. Usually I'll do these videos in the ocean for you guys, but you know what? There might be sharks in there and I really don't plan on getting bitten. Not to mention with my fishing rod over here, if we catch anything, I want to be out here for it. But the whole reason I'm out here and not in the ocean like I normally would, it's because, you know, there's probably sharks in there. So anyways, going back to the point of this video, we have it good here in the cities by the ocean, okay? I told you just a week ago, you know, 1 week ago I was in Europe. It was cold, it was rainy. You know, you couldn't get out of the car. That's just how bad it was. But look at me now. I'm swimming, I'm wet, I'm shirtless. You can't do that in Eastern Europe. So, because we have it so good, women go out of pocket when life is good. As you guys know the old saying, tough times create good men create good times create weak men create bad times, okay? We all know that. Here, when you live in a place like this where it's the middle of freaking winter, and you're swimming, you're fishing, you're enjoying life, you really have it good. And when you have it good, you got women who are out of pocket, you got weak, pathetic men who have to simp for these women because, hey, everything is good. You know, I can go to the beach, I can walk around, I don't have to worry about freezing, I don't have to worry about winter is coming. Guys, here in Florida, there is no such thing as winter in Florida. This is about as bad as it's gonna get. And as you guys can see, again, I'm walking around, I am shirtless, I was swimming in the ocean like 1 minute ago, I was swimming in the ocean right behind me. This is as bad as it will ever get in Florida when it comes to winter. So of course, we're gonna have the most out-of-pocket woman in the world. That's just how it is. So, what you guys need to do, okay, to find good woman, you have to leave the West, okay? You have to leave the West, you have to go to Eastern Europe, you have to go to the mountains in Eastern Europe, okay? That's where you will find the good woman. Now, when I was in Eastern Europe, Romania, I met two sweet women. One of them was the landlord for my Airbnb. The other one, I was at a train station in Timișoara. I wanted to go to Belgrade, Serbia. And the lady at the counter, she didn't understand any English. So this lady, you know, this young lady, you know, she was an English teacher, half Romanian, half Dutch. She came to my aid to translate between me and the lady at the counter. And we did have a conversation for a couple of minutes until her train left. So yes, there are sweet, good women out there. Unfortunately, here in America, because all we have is fucking Shaniqua, Shanani, Yolanda, Tiandra. We have all these horrible, horrible women out there that we think that this is the norm. We really think that women who say kill all men, women who are demonic, women who are rude, we think that is the norm. And I know for an absolute fact, gentlemen, that is not the norm, okay? Like I said earlier, unfortunately, feminism indeed is creeping in. When I was in Bucharest, there were some purple-haired women. There were some women who were out of pocket, you know, kind of like mean. So feminism is unfortunately making its way into Eastern Europe. But again, you need to be in a place where the country is poor, okay? The weather is cold and frigid, you know. Let me tell you something, guys. Poverty and misery are good for most of human beings, okay? You know, when people have it good, bad things happen. But when people are poor, people are miserable. You know, if you're poor, you're not gonna go out there like these dirty, dirty sharmutas and ride the cock carousel. If you're miserable, you know, you're not gonna be in the mood to get drunk and do all sorts of horrible stuff. So poverty and misery are actually good for people. And even though you are poverty stricken, even though you really live in miserable, dreary conditions, it's actually good for you on the inside. So this is what you guys need to understand from this video, okay? Here in America, because the women have it so good, guys, they're all pretty much out of pocket. I'm sure you can find that one in 1,000, but in all honesty, it's just not worth it. Again, guys, I've been here in America for 40 years. I never met one sweet woman in this country, but in Eastern Europe, 30 days, I met, you know, like a half a dozen sweet women over there. So this just goes to show you guys how fucked up the woman we have here in America because of feminism. And again, like Red Pill Mary said, when the lights go out, feminism will go out right alongside of it. You cannot have feminism in a society where people are poor and miserable, okay? Like TFM said, you know, in Venezuela, you know, just a couple of years ago, the women were doing like slut walks, kill all men, I'm a strong and independent woman. And then when Venezuela, you know, fell, all of a sudden these women are sucking dick for like a taco, right? So this just goes to show you guys that when the environment changes, women change right alongside of the environment. You see, women do not have what it takes to change the environment, okay? You and I, as a man, you know, we can build a hut. We can build a building like that, you know, in due time. But the point here is that as men, we can alter the environment to our benefit. Women, on the other hand, they simply are not built for it, okay? Women cannot change society for the better, okay? They cannot make society advance scientific or in any positive way at all, okay? All women can do is pop out kids, take care of kids, cook and clean. That's all women can do. The problem here is with feminism, these hoes think they can do more than that. They think they can do whatever a man can do, do it better, and do it in high heels, like Obama said. But the reality of the matter, these hoes ain't shit. That's the reality of the matter. You see, good women know that in order for me to keep on going, because here's the thing, when you're a young woman, you're in your 20s, you know, you still have, because of your beauty, right? You still have the opportunity to make a good salary, a good living in your 20s. But women instinctively know that once they get into their 30s, they're gonna want to settle down, have kids, and be taken care of. You know, the smart woman, you know, the sweet woman, even though they might be making decent money, like the girl running the Airbnb in Romania, she's making good money, guys. But ultimately, she knows that, hey, I just want to settle down, have kids one day. So what she's going to do, or any sweet, normal, feminine woman is going to do, is that she's going to say, hey, let me cash in right now and get that super duper high quality man who can not just take my life to the next level, but also at the same time, he's going to give me a secure life. Because the reality of the matter is, guys, a lot of men out there, I'm keeping it real with you, okay? A lot of men out there ain't shit either, okay? In a woman's world, you're either above her or below her, okay? So if you're sitting next to her at a cubicle working at, say, T-Mobile, you are no better than her. Her hypergamy is automatically throwing you in the garbage can, okay? So women who are feminine, women who follow their biology, gentlemen, she's gonna go with that guy who is above her, and she's gonna cash in her chips when she's young. Not when she's fucking 35 years old, gray pubes on her pussy, menopause is a couple of years away, have a dozen bastard kids from 27 baby daddies all named fucking Tyrone, okay? So the takeaway from this video, guys, is that the woman we have here in America, they're all trash. Yeah, I know maybe 1 in 1,000 is not like that, but in all honesty, I don't like those odds, guys. If I'm gonna play, if I'm gonna gamble, if I'm gonna take a risk, okay, if I'm gonna take a risk, I like to know that, hey, there's 25, maybe 30% of women out there are decent, okay? But when you tell me that 99.9% of women are trash, what type of odds are those, guys? So this is why, guys, I tell you here in America, I'm in monk mode, man, okay? I know a lot of guys out there are like, yo, Amr, you should go to the bar, you should go to the nightclub, you should get with fucking, you know, whatever. It's like, look, man, these women, to me, they're trash, okay? The fact that these women exist, I find to be offensive. Guys, okay, we come from good families, okay? The thing about Middle Eastern people is, hate on us all you want, we come from good families. So obviously I can't go to the bar, the nightclub, and get some trash lady from there. That's just, you can't do that. That's like the total opposite of how you were raised. And this is why a lot of you guys out there, you come from single mother families. You know, you might have a father who's weak, who was cucked by your mother. And all you fucking see is rude woman, disrespectful woman, demonic woman out there. And you guys think that is the norm, okay? The whole point of my trip to Europe was to show to you guys out there that this is not the way women should be, okay? Women should not be anything like the hoes we see on Fresh and Fit. If anything, women should be the total and complete opposite of what we see on Fresh and Fit. Then let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. For you to find this good, sweet woman, you're not gonna find them at the pub. You're not gonna find them at the nightclub either, okay? These women don't go to places like that. Now, I Amr Metwali, every now and then I go to the pub. I just go there, I get a drink. As you guys know, I don't drink alcohol. I actually started to like non-alcoholic beer, okay? At first, I didn't like the taste, but you kind of get used to it. So every now and then, I go to the pub like once, you know, I actually went to the pub yesterday for like the first time in my life here in small town, USA. And yeah, good music. You know, I was sitting there. It's the only place open after 10 o'clock at night. I actually had a good time. I was on my smartphone. It was air conditioned in there. I actually enjoyed myself, you know. It was $3.50 for the non-alcoholic beer. I tipped the guy like $2.50. So for $6, I actually enjoyed myself at the pub. But the reality of the matter is, all the women in there, guys, they were all dirty, dirty sharmutas. And this is why I'm telling you guys, you're not gonna find good, sweet women in the clubs or in the bars / pubs. Wind is beginning to take off a little bit. Hopefully it's not ruining the recording. Can I go hide somewhere? Fuck it, who cares? I'm gonna be done in a second. So, might as well. Yeah, there we go. That's fine. So, the bottom line here, guys, is that good women do exist. Unfortunately, because of feminism, that number is getting smaller and smaller. Here in America, because we have it so good, pretty much almost all women are like that, where they are trash. You guys, again, for you to find good, sweet woman, you need to go overseas, okay? You need to go to like Eastern Europe. You need to go to poor countries. You need to go to countries where the environment is harsh, okay? You know, you can't be here in fucking Florida. You got the ocean behind us. You're fishing. You're enjoying life. Because the reality of the matter, even though, honestly, guys, I would rather be here than be in Europe. In fact, one of the reasons why I came back from Europe, because come on, man, look, it's a dead of winter, and I was swimming in the ocean like fucking 20 minutes ago. You think I can do that in Eastern Europe, where it's like 27 degrees or minus, you know, 2-3 Celsius? Absolutely not, you know. It's actually raining a little bit here. It's perfectly fine, guys. But in Europe, it rains a little bit over in Europe, in Eastern Europe, where I was in Romania. Man, you're gonna freeze your ass off, man. There were times when I was walking around and it was like this cloudy, rainy, and my fingers would actually freeze up, guys. You know, that's how bad the the environment was over there because it's so damn cold. So if it's up to me, Amr Metwali, I would love to be here all my life. But again, you're not gonna find good women in an easy type life like this, where you can go swimming, you can go fishing in the dead of winter. As you can see, there are people behind me swimming. Where is she? Yeah, there are people behind me swimming and fishing. So this just goes to show you guys, the easier life is, okay, the easier life is, the more out of pocket woman will be. So you have to be in harsh, harsh environments. I hate to say that, guys, but that's just the way it is. So to conclude this video, if you guys want to find good woman, the three things you have to do. Number one, get out of the West because we have it so good. Number two, go to poor, miserable countries where the environment is just so damn harsh. Number three, go up into the mountains. I cannot stress this enough, guys. Go up into the mountains. In fact, Islam tells us that the time we are living in, go up into the mountains, take your sheep with you, okay? Because as we all know, in New York City right now, they are forcing everybody in the private sector to take the Scamarona vaccine. It's not gonna be long before they're gonna do mandates where they say you have to take the vaccine, otherwise we're gonna kill you if you step outside your home. So the best place for you and me to be would be high up in the mountains and not here in Florida. We do have a good governor, DeSantis. He's the only reason why I'm here, you know, because he's against all these mandates and all this bullshit. Otherwise, I would have stayed in Europe. But again, guys, the best place right now to be is not here. Coincidentally, it's here simply because of Ron DeSantis. But we don't know, you know, what's going to happen later on. You know, it can get really, really worse. We don't know. So the best place for you and me to be would be high up in the mountains in poor, miserable countries where women have to rely on men for survival. And in that way, feminism cannot make it into poor countries, guys. Our number one enemy, gentlemen, is feminism, okay? Again, to end this video, like Red Pill Marriage said, when the lights go out, feminism will go out right alongside with it. So what you need to do, you need to be in countries where feminism simply cannot exist due to the poor, miserable conditions. And secondly, you have to be high up in the mountains. Because here's the thing, guys. You guys can go to Venezuela right now. You can get a lot of women. But they're all going to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. You see, a lot of guys out there, they tell me, Amr, why don't you go down to Latin America? Why don't you go to Mexico? Why don't you go to Guatemala or any South American country like Brazil? Well, it's because the women there, they are in an environment where it's okay, right? So when women are in an environment where physically it's okay for them, they're still going to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. So even though women in Latin America may be nowhere as out of pocket or toxic or dangerous as the woman we have here in America, the fact that their environment is okay, it's great, that is enough for them to be dirty, dirty sharmutas hopping around from cock to cock. But if you live up in the mountains, in the cold, you got fucking bears outside, the chances of a woman being a dirty, dirty sharmuta is pretty much gonna be non-existent. So the bottom line here, guys, leave the West, go up into the mountains, go to poor, miserable countries, and that's where you're gonna find good women. They exist. But you're never ever gonna find them here in America. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care, peace.